News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel's Frisky Friday. We made it. In the studio, we have Pensacola Humane Society. Sherry Kincaid and Mikayla Ressel are in the studio, and they have brought, who is that cute little thing?
This is Mickey.
Mickey. Oh, my gosh.
He's just 3 months old. He just got neutered yesterday, so he's ready for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And he is so sweet.
Oh, man, he's so cute. He's just all swaddled. Bed. Yeah, he's just chilling. That's so cool. Very cool. And free to adopt him right now, right?
Yes. Today and tomorrow.
All right, let's talk about that. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions or comments. We have a great event going on this weekend. Starting today, free adoptions. This is a concerted effort from Escambia County, Santa Rosa County Animal Services, and our own Pensacola Humane Society. We're talking about the Petco Love Mega Pet Adoption Event coming up at the Haji Temple over on 9 Mile from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're going to have about 45 dogs out there?
Yes, we will have quite a few dogs out there. I know we will have about 10 ourselves, and mm-hmm. I know Escambia County and Santa Rosa County are also bringing dogs as well.
Yes.
There'll be food trucks. There'll be a lot of fun and a lot of activities for families to do. And hey, why not just come by and say hi to some of these dogs? They'd really appreciate it.
And see if one of them picks you, because that's usually
free.
How it happens. And they're free. This is going to be a great way to save some money and find your forever friend, because you guys are just overloaded right now, man. You got so many animals.
We do.
Right. I think all the shelters right now are really having a hard time with the overpopulation and the overcrowding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have Randy Lambert on the show a lot from Santa Rosa County Animal Services, and he was talking about how just overloaded they are. And, you know, they always need fosters. They always need volunteers. We talk about that a lot on the show. If you've got a little bit of time to donate, you know, these animals could really use it. Just take a puppy out for the day. You know, take him to lunch. Get him a pup cup. At Chick-fil-A or Starbucks, just get them out of the shelter for a little while. And if you want to be a foster, especially medical fosters, I know you guys need medical fosters,
yes.
Right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, talk about the importance of that, because a lot of the animals that you come in contact with that you have to help, they have some medical needs.
Yeah, so right now we have quite a few cats with like URIs, so they're just really sneezy and just kind of feeling under the weather. So it's really good to get them out of that stressful environment of the kennels. They don't have much space in those kennels, and that seems to kind of stress them out and keep them sick. So we really appreciate getting medical fosters, getting them into a home. We'll provide all the medicine, all the needs and necessary things that they need, and we just try to get them to be well so they can be available for adoption. And those medical fosters are super important because they allow us to do that.
Yes, and don't want to miss this Petco Love Mega Pet Adoption event going on at the Haji Temple over there on 9 Mile tomorrow. But but starting today, we're having the special, you know, just free adoptions.
Come by the Pensacola Humane Society today. Mm-hmm. All of our pets are free. You can adopt them and take them home at no charge. You can just come up there, check them out, see if you feel that you have an interest in any of them, and then perhaps just come up tomorrow and get them out tomorrow. Or if you've just fall in love, you can take them tonight.
Mm. I hope my wife's not listening right now. She's like, you didn't tell me.
Yeah. Hey, well, we are telling her now. Come and see us. Come and see us.
Yes. This is going to be a great opportunity to find a new friend. And we always need volunteers and fosters. Let's talk about that, because at the shelter, a lot of people don't realize there's tons of chores and things that you guys have to do to keep the shelter running and to keep everything, you know, clean and safe. So let's talk about that. Laundry, dishes, things like that.
Yep. Yeah. Dishes, laundry.
How many bowls do you guys have? Because you wash them every day, sometimes twice, three times a day sometimes?
Yes. Yeah. We feed our dogs twice a day, so their bowls have to be cleaned twice a day.
Wow.
And then, of course, you've got kittens. And those bowls, and then you have ISO kittens, those bowls. So, I mean, we
probably
run through
about 100
at
a day.
Least, I would say.
Wow.
I would say at least.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have to clean every carrier that the cats go into just to make sure, in case one had a little sneeze or something that we didn't catch, we just have to disinfect every single thing that we touch or the animals touch. So it's quite tedious. Yeah. So we'll have cages to be cleaned, litter boxes, dishes. There's always something to be done at the shelter.
And
whether
if you're not really wanting to do an animal, we have yard work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can go through and fix things.
Right.
You know, if you do like dogs, you can take them for a walk as long as, you know, it's not too hot outside.
Mm-hmm.
Or just take them, you know, into one of our yards. There's plenty of shade there. They could just sit and play with them and get them socialized, and it makes for an easier adoption for them.
850-437-1620. If you have any questions, comments, I've got Sherry and Mikayla in the studio from Pensacola Humane Society. Go to pensacolahumane.org for more information. We're going to have this Petco Love Mega Pet Adoption event going on here in Pensacola off 9 Mile Road at the Haji Temple. It's the Shriners Temple over there from 9 to 1. Going to have lots of dogs out there ready to go home with you. And let's talk real quick, because when I was talking to Randy Lambert the other day on the show, we both talked about how special the pet pantry feature is that you guys have at Pensacola Humane. Let's talk about the pet pantry.
Yeah, so the pet pantry just allows us to give people in the community resources that they might not be able to afford at that time. So if you're low on money and your paycheck hasn't hit the bank yet, you can come to the Pensacola Humane Society. Twice a month we do it, and we offer food, litter, beds, cat tree posts, everything that we have that's donated to us that we don't need for our animals in shelter, we go ahead and put in pet pantry. So first come, first serve. If there's a nice bed, you can get the chance to get that. Water dishes. We try to provide with all the things that we're allowed to provide them with. Sometimes we even have flea medications that have been donated to us that we're able to give out as well.
Yep. Very, very cool.
And our next pet pantry is going to be on the 2nd of July.
2nd of July. All right. So take advantage of that if you can, if you need to, and definitely donate if you have anything. You guys always take donations, right? Carriers. Absolutely. And unopened food, anything like that
Sheets,
that can help out.
Towels.
Sheets, yeah.
You know,
there's not many
that
donations
stuff
that will turn away, really.
Right, exactly. 850-437-1620. Got the Petco Love Mega Pet Adoption event coming up tomorrow at the Haji Temple on 9 Mile Road in Pensacola. This is a great way to see a bunch of dogs that are ready right now for adoption. They've had all the shots. They've had everything. Everything's ready for you, and it's free. You can just take them home.
It is, and it's actually free today too. So if you want to stop by the Pensacola Humane Society, 5 North Q Street,
yes,
they've got free babies there as well. Come adopt one.
Very, very nice. What a lot of people wonder, like, what kind of breeds you guys have most. Is it just all kind of mixed breeds?
So right now we have quite a variety. We've got a Rottweiler. We've got some Shepherd mixes. We've got a couple Pit Bull mixes. We've got some Lab mixes. Some
boxer
hound mixes,
too. I'm not sure which.
Boxer mixes. Yeah. We've got some littler dogs that we're not sure what they're mixed with, but they're medium sized, under 30 pounds.
Nice.
So we've got a good variety right now, actually.
Very, very nice. I just can't believe how he's just, you've got him swaddled, and usually kittens are like all over the place. He's just chilling.
He loves it.
Oh, that's amazing. Free to adopt him. We're going to have to get some pictures.
If you want a snuggler, you need to come get Mickey.
Oh,
that's
man,
right.
Mickey.
He loves it.
Oh, he's like falling asleep right now
on
the air.
I know, it's crazy.
It's our soothing voices.
Yes.
850-437-1620. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this Petco Love Mega Pet Adoption event going on. It's free for adoptions today if you want to get down there to 5 North Q Street to Pensacola Humane. This is a great event brought together Escambia County, Santa Rosa, and Pensacola Humane Society. We're just trying to get these pooches a good home. And it's just dogs tomorrow, right? No cats? No.
Yes, yeah. Just dogs tomorrow. But if you want to come look at the cats, our shelter will also be open, so you will be able to go adopt a cat with all the fees waived at our shelter while the adoption event is going on at the Haji Temple as well.
And you'll see Randy Lambert down there. If you're interested in a pig, he has one. He has a very cute pig, I think his name is like Hammy Von Porkenstein. I don't know.
My
it's
goodness,
such, it's
that
such
is
a
precious
crazy name. But yeah, they're definitely ready to give him a home because, you know, the exotic animals don't really, it's hard to care for them because you have to have a whole other set of rules and things that you have to do to take care of an exotic animal. So if anybody has a farm or any outdoor area where you could maybe host a cute little pig, he is ready for adoption as well. We've got kittens in the studio this morning. We've got dogs that are going to be out at the Haji Temple tomorrow, and it's all free. It's all free this weekend, so take advantage of that. PensacolaHumane.org. Go there right now, and you can check out pictures of these lovable pets that are ready for adoption right now, and all the fees are waived. It's completely free. If you have any questions, comments, let us know. It's Pensacola's Expert Panel. We'll be right back after this.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu Tomahawks, Wagyu Chuck Steaks, to Quarter Pound Colossal Wagyu Hot Dogs, Brisket Pork Butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad. salad, and of course, the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. An important message about your timeshare from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. Contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance, and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about timeshare cancellation.
Call 800-653-1188, 800-653-1188.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs, playing all types of music from the 50s through today. Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs is a fan-favorite, high-energy show packed full of sing-along favorites. Bands on the Beach, this Tuesday night at 7.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. I'm going to be out for a little while, but don't worry, we've got some outstanding folks filling in for me. Smart people who I trust. Dave Merzen, Kristen Rhodes, John Hutchinson, and Craig Heinzman will be holding down the fort and talking with you about the news of the day, local events, and of course, their fantastic and very entertaining perspective on all of it. So I'll be back very soon, and you can always check out the podcast and listen to the Pensacola Morning News at newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
There is a lovable pooch ready to crash at your place tonight, and it'll be free. All the pet adoption fees are waived. We're talking about the Petco Love Mega Pet Adoption event coming up tomorrow at the Haji Temple over on 9 Mile in Pensacola. But today, starting today, all those fees are still waived. You can get a pet for free today and tomorrow. If you go down to the Haji Temple tomorrow, it's going to be just dogs. They're going to have probably about 40, 50 dogs there on hand, ready to go home with you. And it's all free, brought to you by Santa Rosa County Animal Services, Escambia County, and our own Pensacola Humane Society. Go to PensacolaHumane.org for more information. My name is Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. I've got Sherry Kincaid and Mikayla Russell in the studio. And we also have Mickey, cute. What did you say? He was 2 months old?
He's three months old.
And man, he is so chill. I'm telling you, for most kittens that come in here, they just go like crazy. And he's swaddled and just a cuddler. He's a cuddler.
He's calm because he knows his adopter is going to get him this weekend. Yep. I think he feels it in the air.
Well, he feels the love, too. I mean, Sherry knows how to cuddle with an animal. So, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions or comments. Somebody's wanting to know about the cats. We do have a cat event actually coming up brought to us at the Wahoos game, yes. Right? So this is going to be on July 1st. Tell us about this because tomorrow is all dogs, right? It's just for the dogs. But you can look at the cats today and get a free adoption going at the shelter at 5 North Q.
And you can stop by the shelter tomorrow as well, yes. While the event is going on at the Haji Temple. Oh, you can go ahead and go to the Pensacola Humane Society. We will be open and we will be open for adoptions and that we will have all of our cats ready to be looked at there. And all the dogs that we can't bring will also be there.
Okay, great. And like we mentioned, we do have a pig as well. 437-1620, let us know if you have any comments, questions. So the Wahoos event is going to be on July 1st on Monday, and this is going to be just cats.
Yes. And, we'll have our bus out there, and we'll have our cats in there, and we'll have the windows open so you guys can see what cats are available. Oh. And it'll be right before the gates open for, I would say, probably an hour or two beforehand. Yeah. And just kind of come out and look at those kittens, have a lot of fun, snuggle them, and who knows, you might find your forever new friend.
Yes, definitely. And we talked about the pet pantry on the last segment there. Definitely want to take advantage of that. If you get a little short on fundage and a lot of us live paycheck to paycheck. I know I do. And, these sometimes events happen. Like this morning, the clutch dropped out of my pickup truck.
Oh, no.
So I had to borrow my wife's car. So it's like things like that happen. And sometimes you just get a little bit behind. But don't sacrifice on your pet. If you need food, if you need some supplies, Pensacola Humane can help. Ask about the pet pantry. And if you have supplies, if you have donations, they will always take them. And I love to talk about how if you just have an hour a day, an hour a week, even an hour a month, come by, take a dog out for the day, come by and play with the kittens. You know, if you can get them out of the shelter for just a moment, that will really help them. Let's talk about that because it is a little bit stressful being in the shelter.
Yeah, honestly, any type of fostering is very much approved by us, and we very much value our fosters for that. Just getting the dog out for even the day, a couple hours, just makes their day a whole much better. They are in their kennels quite a bit of time. We try to get them out as much as we can, but with sometimes we just don't have that much time or that much people or staff to do that. So they get out twice, three times a day, but out of a 24-hour day, they don't get out as much as we'd like them to. So just if you could bring them out, come hang out with them, cuddle them, take them for a walk, throw the ball to them, just come cuddle them, hug them. They would really appreciate it, even if it was just for 30 minutes, really.
And it's really easy to become a foster and or a volunteer. A lot of times our volunteers are both. They foster as well. But you could just fill out all the paperwork. It's online on our website at PensacolaHumane.org. And it's super simple. They'll set you up with a mentor, probably me if it's during the week, and I'll show you around and tell you all the things. And it's you can start that same day if you would like.
Somebody just texted in here. If you have any questions, comments, 850-437-1620. Somebody's wanting to know, they say that they see that Santa Rosa and Okaloosa County always have discounted spay and neuter rates for cats, but somehow Escambia doesn't have any options for that they can find. Do we have any options for that in Escambia?
So right now, I think Davis Animal Hospital does affordable low spay and neuters. I do think they are based off of income. We do not know any other resources really at the moment. I do know about them, but I know that there's been some works being talked about behind the scenes, so and, we'll see what's to come.
A-Hope, of course, in Milton, they're building a spay and neuter clinic right now.
Oh, beautiful.
So hopefully that will be open sometime next year. Hopefully by this time next year, that will be up and running, and then that will at least serve that community. We need one of those pretty much on every corner, especially when it comes to kitten season, right? Because now we're going to have community cats just everywhere, right?
Yes.
I came from Kansas City, and I was it was a real big culture shock when I seen how many stray cats there are around here. I thought Kansas City was bad. Well, it is nothing compared to how it is out here, and I will it's sad. It's very sad.
Yeah.
And how many
people do you have out in the community that actually actively trap the community cats and bring them into you to be spayed and neutered?
We have, I think Syndra is a lady that we work with, and she does a lot of that, and she helps the community for affordable spay and neuters. So I do know about Everett Animal Welfare. Yeah. They will help with affordable spay and neuters as well. Yeah. But other than that, that is the only one really have right now. We've got a couple volunteers that do that and bring them in, and we'll try to help them out when we can.
And if you see a kitty roaming around your area, if they have a little tip on their ear that's taken off, that means that they've already been taken care of. No need to trap them and disturb their day. Just let them go along, and they'll be fine. But we want to definitely help control that pet population. If you are like me, you grew up in the Bob Barker era, and you heard that. I used to hear that as a kid, and it never really dawned on me. Like I knew what he was talking about, but it just didn't really dawn on me the problem that we have, especially with kittens during kitten season, how quickly they can reproduce.
Yeah, mama cat can literally get pregnant while she's still nursing her babies. And mama cats can have up to 12 babies sometimes. Some of them have really big litters. That's a very large litter, but most of the time they're about 5 kittens. But 5 kittens for one cat, it adds up really, really quickly.
Yes.
And if they can get pregnant right 4 weeks into their, it gets pretty crazy.
Yep. And there's
too fast of a turnaround time.
And Maury Povich has, I think he's already retired, and Jerry Springer's off the market. So we don't have any shows for these cats to find out who the dad is.
I know.
437-1620. I'm silly. Frisky Friday, Pensacola Expert Panel. We're going to take our last little commercial break. And before you guys leave, I definitely need to get some pictures of Mickey there. He's so cute. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go Mach speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the flight deck store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Sunday night, enjoy a free concert at Community Maritime Park's Hunter Amphitheater. The free show starts at 6. Pack a cooler and bring a lawn chair or blankets for the Blues Angel Music Blues on the Bay. See visitpensacola.com for more. Pensacola's 4th of July is next Thursday. Enjoy the fireworks beginning at 9 over the bay, or enjoy the fireworks show at Pensacola Beach behind the boardwalk. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us on a frisky Friday. We've got Mickey the kitten in the studio. I'm going to post some pictures of him, and also Vato, our lovely pooch that we had last time. I forgot to post those pictures on Facebook, so I'm going to post those both today while I'm getting my windshield replaced here in the parking lot. The tech will be here in a minute. Thank you. And tomorrow, the Petco Love Mega Pet Adoption Event happening at the Haji Temple off of 9 Mile Road from 9 to 1 tomorrow. All pet adoptions are waived. They're waived actually starting today. You can go down to the shelter on 5 North Q Street, PensacolaHumane.org. Sherry Kincaid and Mikayla Russell, thank you so much for the work that you do.
Thank you so thank much you. For having us.
Yeah, and we want to remind you, too, the Wahoos event coming up on July 1st. This is an all-cat event. They're going to have the bus down there, and that'll be before the gates open for the game. You can go by there and check that out. But today and tomorrow, even tomorrow during the event, you can go to the shelter and look at the cats, because tomorrow's going to be all for the dogs at the Haji Temple. So if you have any questions, comments, I'm going to be hanging around for a little bit. So 850-437-1620. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.